Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver.
I'm Dave Jackson, editorial writer here at Stockhouse Media. This podcast is part of our metals and mining sector interview series, and our mission going forward is to help listeners and investors understand more about investment opportunities in the public marketplace. The world's most iconic precious metal has enjoyed an excellent 2019 as global demand has increased along with process. Gold is glittering yet again. Tectonic Metals Inc. is a Canadian company engaged in mineral exploration and development, primarily in the state of Alaska. The company trades on the TSXV under the symbol TECT. Tectonic is focused on the acquisition, exploration, discovery, and development of mineral resources from district-scale projects in politically stable jurisdictions that have the potential to host world-class ore bodies. Today, we're very pleased to be joined by Tony Rita, President and CEO of Tectonic. Mr. Rita was the longest-serving employee of Kaminak Gold Corporation from its inception in 2005 to the sale of the company, including the Coffee Gold Project in 2016 to Goldcorp Inc. for $520 million. During his tenure, he was pivotal in orchestrating capital raises totaling over $145 million, forming strategic alliances and joint venture agreements, and creating Kivalliq Energy Corp. I hope I pronounced that one correctly.
You did.
Oh, right. A publicly traded uranium company spun out of Kaminak. So first off, Tony, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you. And first off, for our mining investor audience, can you tell us a bit about the history of Tectonic Metals?
Most definitely. Tectonic Metals was originally incorporated in 2017. And it's the brainchild of several key Kaminak executives that were involved in the acquisition and the development and the sale of the Coffee Gold Project for $520 million. The best thing that came out of that experience at Kaminak for me was the relationships that we created. So we decided to reunite the band and have at her. So in 2017, we decided to move into Alaska, which given our experience in the Yukon, we looked at that political border as just that, a political border. It's not a geological border by any stretch.
For sure.
And Alaska was wide open. For some weird reason, that political border stops everyone dead in their tracks. And from our perspective, Alaska is a great jurisdiction and it has so many benefits, elephant-sized deposits, producing mines, infrastructure. So we moved in there, and in 2 years' time, we acquired three projects in Alaska, one project in the Yukon. We advanced the three projects in Alaska to the drill-ready stage. Now we've drilled two projects, we raised $13 million, we have three discoveries, and we just started trading a few weeks ago. So from a company perspective, the team is quite ecstatic of what we accomplished, and we're also pretty excited about the year ahead.
Full steam ahead.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Now, let's talk a bit about the big news. November 21st, The high-grade assay results from your first ever drill program at the Tibbs Project. Mm-hmm. Tectonic drilled 6.03 grams per ton over 28.95 meters. Mm-hmm. That's a very, very nice result. So obviously, it's great news for the company and its shareholders.
Yeah, we couldn't have asked for a better start. You know, our first ever drill campaign as a company and our first ever drill campaign on the Tibbs Project, which is located 35 kilometers from Pogo. We went in there trying to find the center of gravity, and lo and behold, we think we did that. The Michigan zone, which hosts that 6 grams over 29 meters, it's about a kilometer long, and putting one fence or four holes, so one section along that corridor, yielded the 6 grams over 29 meters. So it's a spectacular start, and it's literally just one fence of holes. So there's a lot more potential on both sides and also at depth.
Great news, Tony. Now, can you update our investor audience on any new initiatives, drill programs, assay results, et cetera?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, we're at the tail end of the season right now, and we still are expecting additional assay results from one of our other projects called Northway. Okay. So our shareholders, our investors can look forward to seeing that. We've also, we continually look at other projects, open ground, and also possible acquisitions. So that's something that is part of our business model and something that could generate some accretive value going forward here.
Great. Now, can you tell us a little bit more in detail about the three projects, mm-hmm, the three exploration mm-hmm. projects? Tibbs, 70 Mile and Northway.
Yeah, so somewhat succinctly here, I mean, Tibbs is in the Good Pasture Mining District, which is anchored by the Pogo Mine, which Northern Star Resources, an Australian producer, is currently operating. And in a year's time, probably about a year and a half, Northern Star acquired Pogo from Sumitomo, a Japanese private gold mining company. But they've done a remarkable job. They've doubled the resource there to where it's, you know, roughly about 6 million ounces and an average grade of 9 grams per ton. So wow. That highlights the exploration potential in and around the mine. They've also deployed their own drill rigs. They brought in a fleet of like about 12 rigs to basically target mineralization at depth on the existing stopes and then also in and around the property. And so then additionally, they've also acquired ground that abuts our property, the Tibbs property. So that's kind of like the regional overview. Tibbs, from our perspective, it was sort of, you know, it's Pogo-like in many ways. Mineralization has very similar characteristics as Pogo. But essentially, there's countless high-grade gold anomalies that warranted further testing. So we created, in, again, 2 years' time, we made soil discoveries, made trench discoveries, and now we've, in our third year, we've made drill discoveries. So it's a high-grade gold, somewhat akin to Pogo-style mineralization, but at the same time, we're not, you know, confined by that model. We are looking at it through a structural lens and applying our experiences at Kaminak and Coffee and elsewhere to the property. So that's essentially Tibbs in a nutshell. 70 Mile and Northway belong to a Alaska Native Corporation. They're about a billion-dollar organization. They're very well-known in the state, one of the largest economic drivers in the state as well. And this was part of our initiative of de-risking projects and working collectively and collaboratively with Native corporations. And the one that we've partnered up with is they're called Doyon Limited. And so we've actually formed a production agreement on early stage asset, which is somewhat unique and different in the junior mining space. And 70 Mile embodies a 40-kilometer-long gold belt. It's got gold and soil anomalies. It's got excellent trench results, and ounce per ton gold in historical drilling as well. We're applying a different model to the property, and so far the results, at least at surface through soils trenching and top of bedrock sampling, we've validated our model. So we're going to go in there next year and drill test of probably about 8 to 10 zones. And again, trying to find the center of gravity, but it definitely offers scale. And working with a Native corporation is much simpler because they actually own the land. And there's minimal or not as much government or federal regulatory involvement on that property. And then the third one is Northway, which again, having the partnership with a Native corporation allowed us to access their data, which is not publicly available. Mm. And what we were able to discern is a few anomalies that were right off the state highway, the Alaska State Highway. And we went in there and fleshed those anomalies out and turned them into a kilometer long. One's a gold copper anomaly. The other one's a copper gold anomaly. And literally, one of the anomalies, you can drive right off the highway, you know, and access it. So the infrastructure is phenomenal. In addition to that, Rio Tinto and Freeport, two of the, you know, the world's largest copper companies have moved into the area as well. They validated the district. And so we're pretty excited. It's a virgin property in the sense that these anomalies have never been drilled. And we went in there this year to, you know, get an answer quickly to what's happening below these anomalies. And so the jury's still out, but we'll wait and see what happens.
Well, location mm-hmm. isn't just in real estate, mm-hmm. you know, so that's great news. Now, let's segue into what's been your primary role with Tecton. Of course, you're the CEO, but, you know, what's your vision moving forward?
Mm-hmm. You know, from day one, right up until, 2 years later to now, it was really about building a team that was different and unique and multifaceted. Mm-hmm. And so I think we've it's not just myself, our founders and also our board of directors have done a fantastic job in doing that. And, you know, essentially, we want to find a mine. We're not here to flip properties or get our stock from 20 cents to 40 cents. We're here to find a world-class gold mine, something that's even bigger and better than what we discovered at Coffee. We're applying discipline, or we're using a business model, and we're also drawing on the skill sets and experiences of our team to help execute and make that a reality.
Great. Now, along with that, can you sort of discuss the long-term strategy for the company? And, you know, how do you see the gold exploration sector evolving in this particular part of the world?
Well, you know, I can't say we were sort of the first mover. You know, Alaska has been around for eons. But what I will say, in the last year, the light has really been shone on the state. Yeah. You know, the majors are Actually, the entire sector, and actually, more importantly, the institutional investors or investors in general, they're just tired of risk,
yeah.
and going to these far off places to find these so-called tier one assets. You know, it hasn't really proven that to be that simple. And then, meanwhile, we have Alaska, which is a first world jurisdiction, a pro mining jurisdiction. You know, it's very close in vicinity as well. So, you know, with that being said, we've had probably about five producers move into the state just in 1 year. So that's Rio Tinto's back, Freeport, Northern Star Resources, Lundin Mining came in on investment as well with Polar X. So, you know, this is highlighting to me that people are now paying attention and the juniors are now starting to wake up as well and saying, you know what, we don't need to go to Congo or, mm-hmm. you know, these far off places. You know, there's something somewhat in our backyard. So it's only going to get more attention going forward.
Great. Now, what sets Tectonic apart from, you know, the other junior mining companies? You were just talking about in Alaska specifically, but in the space in general, and you know, what makes your particular business model so attractive to mm-hmm. investors?
Well, I've been investing in junior mining stocks. You know, I don't want to date myself, but since the age of 21, and I'm 40, soon to be 45, actually. So I've been doing it for quite some time, and you know, what sets us apart is the fact that hey, we actually have a business model. So we built a company around a team. You know, at the end of the day, no matter what sector you're in, it's the team that is the biggest asset and creates the most value. So the team got together and said, okay, well, let's actually structure our company around a business model, mm-hmm. which is somewhat of a novel concept in the mining industry or in the junior mining industry. And in addition, as part of that business model, again, another novel concept is like managing risk. You know, our industry is 97, 98% risk. So, and ironically, no one talks about risk management. So every decision we make, we're constantly looking at it from a risk profile. And case in point, our production agreements. Well, why not de-risk these projects with a production agreement right off the hop? So we take that, we take that box right away. Whereas mm-hmm. a lot of companies, they'll keep advancing it, and then you're at the feasibility stage, and then you start thinking about these things. You know, the partnering up with the native corporations right from day one. And we also initiate relationships with the majors from day one as well. It's not like we come knocking on their door and say, hey, look what we got now. It's like, hey, you know, building credibility and respect and trust that we can execute and deliver on what we say we're going to do, you know, really resonates with a lot of our relationships that we have with the majors and also with our shareholders. So those are some of the kind of things that I think separates us apart, and our ability also to, you know, again, like our chairman is the longest serving director of Suncor Energy, you know, Canada's largest oil and gas company. You know, he's an oil and gas guy per se. You know, drawing upon him and his expertise from a totally different field. We have someone on our board named Mick Roper that's from one of the largest gold companies in the world. And we also have Ira Thomas, who's a founder of the company and a dear friend of mine, you know, drawing her experience from the capital markets, from Suncor, from the diamond space, you know, technology, all those things. So I don't know too many companies that can pull upon these various esteemed individuals that bring a different lens to how they look at things.
Street cred.
Yeah, that's exactly. Extremely important.
Now, what's next for Tectonic? You know, what should we be watching for mm-hmm. in the next few months, for example?
Mm-hmm. Well, in the next few months, like I said, we're constantly looking at new projects, new opportunities that would be creative to our shareholders. So, you know, expect that we're continuous dialogue, you know, on potential partnerships as well, whether that's with native corporations or with other major mining companies. So, you know, we don't necessarily know when those are going to bear some fruit, but, you know, we remained hopeful that, you know, that there'll something creative will come out of that. We do expect, obviously, to go back in the field and start drilling, but that's probably more so in late spring. You know, taking a bit of time off to digest the results and put a plan together. You know, it's an extremely important, we're going to, you know, January marks, kicks off sort of the new year and also, new attention coming in. So we'll be doing some heavily marketing the story, getting the word on who we are. A lot of people still don't know what Tectonic's all about. So that's something you can expect. So potential new project acquisitions, perhaps a partnership, more marketing, the conference season kicks off and, drills start turning hopefully, in spring.
You see it, PDAC?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah, that's a staple.
Absolutely. And finally, you know, what can you tell our investor mm-hmm. audience regarding the current valuation of your stock, and you know why it's a good value buy right now?
You know, that's a great question, and it gets commonly asked, and the response almost everyone gives is like, we're undervalued, right? Cool. You know, like,
so generally,
generally, you know, no one says we're overvalued. You know, and ultimately, all I can say is, you know, the share price will do what the share price does. Obviously, we want it to go higher. At the end of the day, you know, we think it's a great opportunity to buy because, you know, in we've shown that we can actually execute. Like I said, in 2 years' time, we raised $13 million. We built a team. We advanced three projects to the drill-ready stage. We drilled three discoveries, and we took a company public in 2 years. So, you know, the now we're public, and we're actually trading below our last financing price, again, which is somewhat of a common thing. Mm. But, you know, even the thought behind structuring the share structure and the financings, you know, was intentional. We put a lot of thought behind it. So, you know, all the shares of the last two finances that we've done, their average cost base is 35 cents. So it should give someone comfort that if we're trading below that, that, you know, there's not anyone with at stock at 5 and 10 cents that they're going to feed into it. And the other thing is that we have a bona fide discovery, you know, in a district that has, you know, 30 kilometers has a world-class gold mine. You know, that's got to count for something as well. And to walk into next year's drill program with 6 grams over 29 meters under your belt, I'm going to step out along strike and at depth. Like, we're excited more than ever here. This is, you know, those types of grades and width are, you know, you don't come across that every day, especially in a first world jurisdiction and especially near a mine. So, you know, I think now is a great time for people to start looking at the story because, you know, December, a lot of people check out. It's kind of blah. And then usually January to March, the markets pick up and the TSX as a whole is usually up 20 to 25% on anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been speaking with Tectonic Metals President and CEO, Tony Rita. I'd like to once again thank you, Tony, for joining us and sharing your helpful and insightful information about your company with our Stockhouse podcast listeners and investors. I'm Dave Jackson for Stockhouse Media and the Stock Talk Metals and Mining Sector podcast. Thanks for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Dealroom on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.